gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all and welcome y'all to Loud and Obnoxious, the podcast with Kip, Fillionaire, and Pierce. To start off, I'd like to introduce myself as well as my team. I'm Kip Wilson, as y'all may have read on the bio or heard from me on Hash Sports or Hash It Out. I'm originally a Mississippi State grad. I'm a big Cowboys fan as well as a big Mississippi State fan. I like to follow all teams, most teams from Dallas, but I live here in Denver, so I like to kind of keep up with teams in my backyard as well. You'll hear me mostly defend Mississippi State, SEC sports, as well as the occasional Denver Broncos, Colorado Rockies, Avalanche when the season comes for it, if they don't suck balls, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But let me go ahead and introduce my team. Thank you all again for listening. We'll start with Fillionaire. Phil's my roommate from New Orleans. We used to talk shit to each other every day playing video games and watching sports. So when I was given the opportunity to join the Hash Sports family, I was excited to call Phil and ask him if he'd be down. And Phil was more than obliged to do so. So first, let me go ahead and introduce Phil. Phil, go take it away.
Hey, y'all. Thanks, Kip. Happy to be here. Thanks for the invite. Phil Gray, a.k.a. Fillionaire, down here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I love all things NOLA, huge Saints fan. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a huge Pelicans fan, but I give a shit about them. You know, if they go to the playoffs, I'll be there. But I also spent 7 years in Baton Rouge as an LSU Tiger, so pretty big fan there, too. Go Tigers. We just got a new Mike the Tiger today.
I saw that puppy, or I guess pussy, or kitten, or whatever the hell you want to call it. I saw that, yeah, kitty cat. I saw that Instagram or that Twitter from LSU football. So it looks like a cute little animal. Hopefully you don't have to deal with a bunch of socially awkward people that want to protest the engagement of animals.
Oh, PETA hates the shit out of us.
Oh, I can't imagine. But, Phil, I appreciate you joining us. I'm glad to have you here. And then speaking of the rest of the team, let me introduce Phil's dear friend who, that's how I met Pierce. I met him through Phil, and I'm going to go ahead and let Pierce introduce himself. He's infamous, if not famous. Then here's Pierce.
Hey, I'm Pierce. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's kind of interesting. I got a couple counter allegiances to Kip, as I'm an Ole Miss grad and a Redskins fan. So this ought to be interesting each week as the season goes. Other than that, I like the Atlanta Braves. Again, I'd probably say I'm fair weather, kind of like Phil is and most of his allegiances, besides LSU Oof. Football. Most, pretty much all. But other than that,
one. One.
Talk a lot of shit. Start some shit. It's going to be fun.
And yeah, just kind of touch on what they said. Obviously, Loud and Obnoxious. We are going to pretty much be the antithesis, or the exact epitome of such. We will be loud, we will argue with each other, and we will probably be obnoxious. Some folks will want to turn us out or turn us off. But one thing we will try to do is. The theme of the website is stay biased, so I hope that everybody can stick to their guns and defend their own teams, whether or not they're true in all facets or not. I'd hope everyone just kind of holds their own ground and die on the hill that you, I guess, fight for. So we'll go ahead and get this.
I will die on this hill.
Yeah, I got a feeling you're going to die a couple times, Pierce, living in Vegas. So it'll be interesting. But, yeah, for the most part, we're going to talk anything we can, sports, as well as a fair amount of gambling. Like Pierce touched on, we do have an insider, so to speak, on the grounds of the Strip. So Pierce will be doing the occasional bets for us. If you notice, follow us on Instagram or Twitter, at @LNO_podcast for Instagram and at @LNO_podcast on Twitter. So you'll see pictures and tweets of our conquests via gambling, via Pierce, as well as all of our brutally cold takes in life and sports along the way. Obviously, with football not starting up just yet, we have to find some ways to fill the gaps while we kind of learn how this all works. So we're going to start off by kind of debriefing, as well as we tried to do this last week, but because of technical difficulties, I don't think it aired. So we're going to do a recap of the PGA that obviously everybody at this point knows Justin Thomas did win it. But one thing most folks do not know is that when we recorded last week, Pierce actually called this victory and ended up putting, we did long shots of the week, one of the hashtag LNO bets. Pierce was lucky enough, I guess, to take JT. And so I'm going to let Pierce kind of run the show for the PGA recap. I like to pretend like I'm a golf guy, but I believe that Pierce has earned the tee box in this regard. So Pierce, go ahead and give us a little recap of the PGA this weekend. What do you think? Tell us about it.
Thank you so much. You're too kind, man. It was, you know, pure 100% luck. I picked JT on a whim, but Sunday was a wild ride of emotion. I tell you what, it was crazy. It was crazy. Y'all watched. Y'all saw.
I've got a question, though. Who's supposed to be the golf expert out of us three?
Yeah, it's Kip.
I like to claim that I am, but that's just because I'm a big Tiger fan and I watch golf all throughout the summer. That doesn't necessarily make me knowledgeable. I'm not.
Wait, I thought you were a big Phil fan, though.
I'm not Kyle Porter working for CBS inside the ropes or anything. But yeah, I try to make some hot takes. You know, I call myself Kip Bayless on the website because they're the brutally cold takes. And so when they don't come to fruition, then I 100% deserve the ridicule. So please, raineth uponeth, Phil. Don't be shy. But yeah, Pierce, go ahead and give us a little rundown. Obviously, most folks know Spieth was going vying for the career Grand Slam. Came up just about 14 strokes short. So tell us a little.
He put up a good fight, but in the end, he wasn't going to overcome JT and the boy being me. Because I felt like, you know, I was there with JT. I've been trying to connect with him on social media, but he is not responding to me. I'm not incredibly surprised by that, but trying to let him know that, like, I was there every shot on Sunday. I walked with him. I was that voice on his shoulder, like, hey, chill out, buddy. Don't try that just yet. Let's chill for a second. And, man, he putted well all day. He was incredible. They drained a birdie putt on one.
Not on one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did on one. He saved that bogey on one.
Yeah, no, on one. It was a bogey on one. Yeah, he went into the bunker to bunker to bunker, and then he drained that bogey putt on one. Birdie putt on two, then he gave it back again on three. It was up and down for a bit, but, man, number 10, that drive that hit the tree, the ball that sat on the lip of the cup, like, that's just one of those moments. They're going to show that for 50 years, him tipping his hat, you know, on the green. Well, they kept calling it a hat tip. He didn't take his hat off. He just kind of...
He did the nod. I'd call.
Yeah, it was more of a bow, like an odd take on a bow. Yeah, it's like a. But anyway, you're gonna see that image for the next 25 PGA championships.
If only he would have done a fist pump like Tiger, it would have, you know, showed a little more emotion.
No. This is his own thing, man. Don't mess with my boy JT.
I'm not
okay,
let
JT
be JT.
It
would have been a more memorable moment if he would have showed a little more emotion.
Well, dude, he showed plenty of emotion, okay? Like, that was whole fucking 10. What do you want him to do? Like, ride around like he's riding a horse or something?
Yeah.
Like fucking Happy Gilmore?
That would be fucking sick.
It's whole 10, man. You got to keep it in check. Now, maybe if he'd have done that on, like, 17 or 18, yeah.
When he made that birdie on 17, which pretty much locked it up.
Go crazy. Yeah, go crazy. Yeah, he could have done it there. But emotion... Like fucking Kinsner all day long. That guy shows no emotion. That dude's a robot, y'all. I'm about 98% sure.
I'm there with you on that. I think that's one thing we can agree on, that Kinsner is a douche.
One thing we can agree on, one thing.
Hey, pump the brakes.
So.
Let's pump the brakes for a second. Time out. There's nothing wrong with being cool, calm, and calculated. I feel that you got to be able to channel those nerves and keep them reserved. It's like a Xanax... Without Xanax. I don't know if you're allowed to take that on tour, but, I mean, that's what I'd be taking before a Sunday round. So I can't really knock Kiz for playing. I know y'all said he's not sexy in any regards of that nature. And had he won, y'all'd all be real pissed, especially Pierce, because he'd been out of the money. But you can't really be mad at a guy that goes out there and plays. The course played more difficult than any other course of the majors this year, except for Augusta National, which makes you think that it'd be in line for a later U.S. Open with how the course played everybody this week. But you can't be mad at him.
I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying he's kind of lame. He's kind of a dude.
He's not fun to watch. I can understand that.
Like watching the young guns?
Just smile.
Look, I love my Young Guns, and as long as there's an American that's going home and taking majors, I'm groovy with it. As my bio is posted in the past, and as most folks know that are listening to this, because I doubt we have a lot of public folks that are listening to this, I hate European golfers. Even in off seasons that aren't Ryder Cup years, I fucking hate European golfers. Ian Poulter specifically, but I hate them all. So when Sergio won the green jacket earlier this year, I wish nothing but ill will upon the rest of the Euros for the rest of the majors. So to see an American come out on top in both the US Open, the British, and the PGA, I'm totally cool with it. And all three of which were all young guys. So I'm happy with how it turned out for not only Pierce, but for the golf world, because we saw a new major winner. But yeah, I hate that it wasn't my boy Spieth or my boy Ricky.
And an SEC boy, right?
Yeah.
SEC, bam, a Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Kisner was a Georgia boy, so we had the Go Dogs. You know, as long as it wasn't Hideki, which at the same time I wasn't upset if Hideki wins it, although I picked Hideki to win the British, and he shit the bet on Sunday when he was on the first page. I mean, it's cool. I understand it. So I'm happy for that to happen. And when I expected for Pierce to give the rundown of the PGA, I didn't think he was just going to suck JT's dick the whole time. I thought he was going to give everybody's rundown. But
dude, all I care about is JT. I mean, I told you, I don't like Kinsner. I love Ricky. Ricky's my boy normally, but he's boys with JT, so he kind of gets the pass. But no, like Kisner, I'm not saying that I want him to go crazy. I don't want him to fist pump and yell at people and be a dick. I just want him to smile. I never saw his teeth all weekend in 4 days. Never saw him smile once. Oh, once. Just smile, man.
That's a fair request. Wow. That's a fair request.
That's it.
And now, I'm not going to get into fashion or anything, but his getup was just boring as hell.
It's pretty drab, isn't it?
Yeah. Boring.
Okay. I'm not even going
to talk. Let me wear my gray with my black.
Yeah. Get out of here. Okay. So I'm not even going to talk.
I mean, JT looks slick with that fucking pink.
Dude, you're damn right he did. He's going to get a better sponsor than Polo. I'll tell you that right now. JT's going straight to the top. He's probably getting Nike or somebody, or Under Armour. He's getting a big time sponsor.
He very
He's
well
not
may.
Davis Love the Third.
That's true. Touche. And I will give you the fact that the companies you just named are companies that are not in the golf world. Like, they don't do clubs. So they are able to give you just a strictly logo contract.
Yeah, because he's got the Titleist deal. You don't get better than Titleist, you know? But
no, you don't. Especially if you can hit those blades.
Polo's an old man.
That's true.
Thing, dude. That's like a senior tour. You get sponsored by Polo. You don't do that when you're 25, crushing it on the PGA Tour. Just won your first major. No, sorry, Polo. You've been great, but he'll see you next week.
Yeah, I can't think of too many other guys sponsored by Polo besides Davis Love III, and that dude's a nerd.
Yeah, major.
Billy Horschel is a Polo Ralph Lauren guy, but
nerd too.
Well, I digress.
It's all those Sea Island, Georgia people that are really into.
He also won the FedEx, and he parties in Aspen, so I'm not going to discredit Billy Horschel in any facet. I will kind of segue us into one of you fuckers just mentioned the GOAT of our generation, Tiger Woods, and I feel that we probably need to talk about this. I'm not sure if it was necessarily in our segments, but my boy Tiger Woods just posted a 5 spot, and by 5 spot I mean he tested positive for no alcohol, but for 5 different drugs. So, I'm going to go ahead and say it, minus the diluted or whatever you want to call it. I don't know my opiates, but minus the fact of that and the Vicodin, I'm not really that mad at him for smoking a little marijuana and then taking a Xanax. I can understand it. Without drinking, I'm not that mad at him, but I can understand why this guy was passed out on the wheel and thought he was in fucking L.A. when he's on 7 different pills.
I don't think he was stoned, though. It was like some like THC tablet or something that doesn't even get you stoned. It just releases whatever, I don't know.
CBD.
CBD world.
Look, I'm hanging out in Colorado. I may know the intricacies of the marijuana game, despite the fact if my dad is listening or not, if I smoke it or not. But yeah, I noticed that as well. They were calling it some scientific word, and I was like, are they just trying to like paint marijuana in a bad light? But whether or not it happened, not only is Tiger Woods not a liar, because he was not drinking, so he was in the truth in that regard, but seriously, how can you operate heavy machinery on the Ambien, Xanax, weed, and then the two opiates. How does one operate a car?
That's
in that
the
case?
Thing. He wasn't operating in a car, though. He was pulled over asleep.
I mean, okay, I understand the Xanax to go to sleep. That would knock me out.
I mean, he did go from point A to.
He did go from point A to B. I guess he was operating it for a minute, but then the shit kicked in, and at least he was smart enough to pull over.
Yeah, so shout out to my boy Tiger for thinking about the other guys on the road. We already know that, you know, the driver has been errant the last couple of years, so obviously if he'd have just taken the three wood home, we'd have been
like
okay.
15 miles from his
we'll
house,
take it
so out. Yeah, he was like, man, there's no way I'm going to make it. I just don't understand. I don't understand the Xanax and the Ambien. Like, the Xanax would just knock me out immediately. I would not need the Ambien, the whatever else he had. Like, when Tiger does something, though, y'all, when he makes the news, like, he does it right. You got to agree with that. Like, he used to make it for winning majors and being, like, the best golfer ever. Yeah. And then he, like, made it for the best car crash ever. And then
don't forget about the beating up Fresh Box at Denny's.
Yeah, well, that's all part of the car crash. That was the fallout from the car crash. Because I remember when the car crash happened, I was like, God damn, I just want Tiger to get a DUI. I want something bad to happen to his sterling reputation.
All right. You know? I'm about to mute the shit out of you, Pierce. This is not a podcast where we will ever slander my personal fan favorite of our generation.
Look, I'm not slandering. I'm just saying that when that incident happened, Tiger had never done anything wrong. He was this golden boy. I just wanted to see.
Bullshit. He was like an asshole on the course.
He was a prick, but like you never knew any of this other shit was going on.
Like he had a golden boy image.
Okay, but he still had.
It was just untarnished.
Yeah, it was. He still had all these great sponsors. He was doing pretty well, and then that happened, and then boom, gone. And then this thing comes out, and like, oh, Tiger's probably drunk. No, sir, he's got five drugs in his system. Five.
I figured he would have at least two, like, if he was like, I wasn't drinking. Two. But, I mean, the motherfucker was smiling in his mugshot, so I figured he was on something, but I didn't expect to see the multitude of medications that he was on. It's like he robbed my grandmother before he left her house. I was surprised he didn't have, like, mothballs in the back. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the doctor probably prescribed him not to mix all those at once.
Yeah, probably. But, like, when Tiger Woods makes news, Tiger makes news. That's just what he does. When he makes news, he makes it worth it. He gets all the press he can out of it. He's a genius.
Yeah, when he comes back, makes his comeback and plays two holes and withdraws, it's like dominates SportsCenter for
an entire hour. Understand that in like, I don't know how many years, he's going to dominate the, what do they call the senior tour now? Is it still called the senior tour? Is it
Champions Tour, Seniors Tour, Tomato,
he's
Tomato.
He's going to own that shit. Give him time.
It's a pretty exclusive club to get in there. Now, I feel that Tiger will be able to get in despite Fuzzy Zeller and all of his precedents. But at the same time,
sooner or later. That guy can't have too much left in him. There's no way he's living a healthy life.
He was probably partying in Charlottesville this past weekend, so let's not worry about Fuzzy nor spend any time talking about him. Let's do this casual segue. BVD can edit this shit out if he wants to, but we were going to go from the recap of so Pierce did bet Justin Thomas to win outright. We're going to do this thing all podcast long. So what? I'll give you all a quick rundown. It's going to be called hashtag LNO Bets, where we will take bets of the week. You'll hear us either broadcast those picks on Tuesday or on Thursday. If we do the regular podcast on Tuesday, we may do our bet sequence, which will be a 30-minute podcast that'll be airing on Thursday, where we'll each give you our takes, and I'm going to bring on a guest capper that I've reached out to a couple that have obliged via Twitter and their websites to join us to give us a couple picks. And obviously, if they don't suck, then it'll be more inclined to for folks to take them. So we are going to do that. But shout out to Pierce for winning the plus $2,900 on JT on the $10 sleepers, aka the long shot bet. So I'm happy for you, Bubba. Don't spend it all on one trip to the Spearmint Rhino to get in. And one trip.
I already spent every penny at Walmart yesterday.
Don't tell anybody that. That makes us sound a lot more pathetic. But anyway, so we're going to go from
you got to buy shit. JT just paid for a bunch of cool shit.
I saw that.
I got a toaster.
There you go. You got a toaster and he got the Wanamaker. So that's a fair trade. Smooth segue here now from gambling on golf to gambling and baseball. So we're going to touch on baseball here for a couple minutes. I know it's not very a sexy thing to talk about, especially in August with football upcoming. But with the Dodgers on a heater streak, me being in Colorado and the Rockies being relevant this year, as well as Stanton being great and Harper going down, I think this is something we need to discuss. Gentlemen, what are your takes on, let's start with the NL and we'll work our way to the AL. Pierce, what you got?
Well, on Giancarlo Stanton, that guy's been on fire, man. He's hit 18 home runs since the All-Star break. 18 home runs. That's pretty incredible. The Dodgers, like you're talking about, yeah, they got Darvish going tonight. If Bryce Harper... I mean, they say he's going to come back. You know, he is going to come back. But if he's not healthy, the Dodgers just walk to the World Series. They got this. It's done.
I'd imagine Harper will probably be back for the playoffs, although that looked pretty brutal. I mean, I'm glad it's not any ligament tearage. We need him in the playoffs to make him exciting. I'm not going to lie, I haven't paid much attention to the West in the last, since we last spoke. Dodgers are still cruising like they were?
For the most part, so I'll give you a quick rundown. Phil is a Yankees fan. Like he mentioned earlier, he's a bandwagon everything except for LSU and Saints. I think he's a season ticket holder of the Saints. Shout out to Phil's family. But at the same time, Phil's a Yankees fan, so he primarily hangs out in the DH part of the group. But in regards to...
Judge Homer tonight.
Oh, well, Judge is a fucking loser. He needs to see a dentist. Yeah, he needs to find an orthodontist. What's it called? But the fact is, what has happened in the NL is, the Dodgers, obviously, the streak has cooled. What was it? Like 43-7. That's cooled off a slight bit. They lost a couple of times over the last... week or so since we last spoke. But yeah, they did add Yu Darvish, like Pierce said, and so they are primed, I suppose, with Wood, Kershaw, and Darvish. They are primed to make a nice little run, obviously clinch the West, and then make a push. But let's talk for a quick
second. But the Rockies are in the wild card, huh?
Yeah, the Rockies, and it looks like the second team will either be most likely the D-Bags. But if either of the teams in the NL West skid, then the second team from the NL Central could easily jump up, which is the Cards, who went 8-0 right before losing the last two games or so to the Rockies. Or excuse me, the Rockies, the Red Sox, depending on whenever y'all hear this. So Lance Lynn was on the mound while we're recording. I took them in my parlay tonight. Let's go, Lance Lynn. That's a hottie toddy for Pierce.
Rebs, baby. But Lance is gaining a little bit of weight. I know he's always been chubby,
30,
but he looked
31.
Unhealthy tonight.
Metabolisms drop at 31, Pierce, for those that don't live our lifestyle. But at the same time, so the NL looks like there's a little bit of a shakeup. Obviously, as a Braves fan, I want to touch on you first, and you did touch on the Giancarlo Stanton. He has gone ham since the All-Star break. Ham. Dude. Is he on juice? What juice is not being tested that we could possibly come up with? I know that Phil, let's go to you, Phil. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he's currently on juice, but I would be shocked if at some point, like before he got to the majors, he didn't juice. I mean, the dude is pretty large, and he crushes the ball. So, I mean, I don't think he's currently on juice, but
something's going on.
Home runs are up in baseball. Like, I think June they had the most home runs hit ever in a single month.
Yes.
Well, the stitching is tighter, so the ball has less grooves on it, so to speak. So I don't know if the
lower.
Yeah, seams. Excuse me, stitching, stitch, seams, whatever.
But no, you're right. It is wound tighter. That's what they're saying. It's wound tighter, and the seams are lower, so the pitchers can't get a good grip for their curveballs.
The ball doesn't break as much. It's kind of the end goal.
Exactly. Yeah. So
this guy's going yardy, though, but he hasn't ever gone over 30 or whatever home runs in a season in his whole career.
There's also health issues, though, I believe.
Okay, but that's
a steroid issue.
That's what was really interesting to me, that the Marlins record was 42 home runs, and he just broke that the other night. He's
that's a Gary Sheffield record, shout out.
Yeah, I just figured that, I mean, it would have been higher than that considering all the steroids that were done. But, like, dude, they're on something. Like, there's been 2 months this year they're in the top three of all time of home runs. Like, they talk about launch angle. They talk about the juice baseball. I don't know if the players are juice. Something's going on. This didn't just happen. They didn't just, like, read a book on launch angle. Like, everybody got the same book on tape. Or, like, oh, this is how you hit baseballs out of the park. And they all read it. Now they're just jacking home runs. Dude, everybody has 20 home runs this year. It's fucking crazy.
I've been hearing trade rumors for Stanton. Because they put him on
the... Well, that's what the Marlins do, though. They always do that. They build this incredible team, and then they trade off everybody. Normally, they go to a World Series.
Well, they're paying him like $300 million, huh, over 8 years.
No, not that much. But yeah, he's getting paid
a lot of money. No, it's not.
Yeah, I think 300 maybe a little. Yeah, we're shooting from the hip. If we had a stat, we need a fucking intern. Where's that intern, Phil? Phil just gave the nod to the intern. He's going to look up Stanton's. But I do agree. Yeah, usually when they make that dough, then they are. It's like Kevin Brown when the Marlins beat the Yankees or whomever. That's when they usually liquidate the team. But I feel with the Jeter buy that happened in the past week as well, he teamed up with some fucking nerd virgin. They bought the Marlins. Yeah, shout out to Phil's Jeter, I guess. I mean, Phil, are you still a Yankees fan after Jeter?
Yeah,
is it just Aaron Judge that you cheer for?
I care for the team every year.
Cool.
And I became a fan long before they became dominant again. Don Mattingly days.
Okay, cool. That
hell of a stat.
Suck a dick.
Donnie Baseball.
He's a liar. What's it called? But so speaking of the Yankees, we'll segue. You read and I'll segue. So talking about NL, let's move to the AL. The Indians lead is kind of... It's around, but at the same time, I think that the wild card is the conversation at hand in the AL. The Red Sox are obviously on a killer streak.
Heater
streak. They just they swept the Yankees
in that
ballpark they call the New Yankee Stadium.
Two out of three.
I'm sorry. They took the series. Yeah, they took the series, and then they crow hopped Aroldis Chapman in the ninth with a 20-year-old third baseman out of the Dominican Republic. So they're on a heater, but let's talk about this playoff. Are you going to make the wild card, Phil? Are you going to be a fan if y'all are the two seed in the wild card? How does this work as a bandwagon?
I'll be a fan regardless, man. I mean, even if they don't make it, we're way ahead of schedule. We weren't supposed to be this good this year.
That's true.
So anything that happens is it's all gravy.
So is it the Astros to win, or is there a team that's out there that's competitive? I'm a Ranger fan at heart. You know, George W. Bush, Raff, Nolan beating the shit out of Robin Ventura, Ron Washington, the party cowboy himself.
I love Ron.
Who doesn't like Ron Washington? If you don't like Ron Washington and you're on my podcast, God, I'll fucking click you out of here right now.
Where is he at these days?
He's a bench coach somewhere.
Shit, he may be in New York, but I know that he's gotten a new gig.
Did he not get tested for coke as a bench coach?
Did they get tested, period? How did he get caught?
I think he admitted to it, and I think he had the same – he was kind of in that Josh Hamilton group of rehabbing addicts when the Rangers did that back-to-back year run where they lost to Giants and God, who did they lose the year after? It doesn't matter. Let's not talk about those.
I got a location on Ron.
Where's our boy Ron?
Atlanta, Georgia, third base coach for the Atlanta Braves, baby.
I'm not gonna lie, that's a fitting place for him. I don't mind it. You know, he can work with Freddie Freeman and party his dick off in the Virginia Highlands. So I'm cool with that. But I want to know: is there anybody that can compete in the AL with the Astros besides the Red Sox?
Probably not. I mean, like, the Astros have been banged up a little bit lately. If they get healthy, I think they're going to be just fine. But, yeah, the Red Sox are though. If anybody's going to do it, you're right, it's the Red Sox.
Phil?
You know what's interesting to me is the Angels, just because they have Trout. And, you know, any team can get hot. But, yeah, it's probably Astros or Sox. I mean, the Indians, you know, defending AL champs.
Yeah, they got experience. I mean, there are nine teams right now separated by four games for the wild card in the American League. Like, there's a bunch of teams.
I mean, yeah, the Mariners could get in there.
Yeah, the Mariners are only a game and a half out going into today.
Talking about juice monkeys, I don't know if we have, but Nelson, go ahead, Phil.
You want to say the Rangers are still in it, too?
Yeah, two and a half.
I want to do that. They kind of mailed it out.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were sellers big time.
But we do have, I mean, they have the bats, but they just don't have the pitching necessarily to do such. Mm-mm. One thing I noticed was the Royals did a little streaking. And one thing I read this past week, shout out to Twitter nerds, is that the Astros team is butthurt. The Astros didn't make moves at the break, at the All-Star break, to, at the trade deadline. They didn't make any moves to grab another pitcher. And so guys like Dallas and maybe Bregman or whomever else, another gentleman, mentioned the fact that they were hoping to get a little bit more of a reinforcement, and when they didn't get it, since such comments have been publicized, they've gone on a little bit of a skid. So I'm not saying that the West will be up for grabs, because it seems like they could probably go 5-5 every 10 games on the way out and still win it. But they don't look as sexy as they did in those first 100 games.
Which, no, they definitely don't. The shine's kind of off the Astros
now. First 80, excuse me.
But I feel like they'll get it together again, but they definitely should have. The back end of their rotation kind of sucks. I just know because I got Brad Peacock on my fantasy team, and he's fairly unreliable. Also got Colin McHugh, another Astro. He's fairly unreliable, too. So the back end of the rotation, the top's good, but they do need, I mean, to go up against even Boston. Like, Boston staff's legit.
I'm going to interject on Pierce's fantasy baseball talk real quick and throw it.
Oh, God.
Interesting tidbit here, because I am watching the Yankee game right now. As many home runs as Aaron Judge hits, he also strikes the fuck out a lot. And he just struck out in the top of the ninth to make it 33 consecutive games with a strikeout. Dude just struck out.
That beats Adam Dunn's 32 games record for those that are listening at home.
Oh, yeah. That's a new record. We've got a new record.
It's something. Well, record for ugliest man making lots of money that wants to be slept with by everybody in New York.
I don't think he's making that much money yet, actually.
Not yet. He will, though.
Well, I mean, think of it as like the Dak Prescott rule. He's only making $400,000 as a fourth rounder, but you see him on the front of every GQ and every ad for anything that's Adidas or everything else. There's money to be made just by being the face of especially a town like New York and a city like for baseball that is as fair weather as they are. They'll suck his dick if he can just be somewhat relevant. So
he's relevant.
Touche to him and Sanchez for keeping the team around. Segue. Speaking of, God, I just knocked the bottom out of that transition.
Saying segue is the most effective way to segue. No,
but look at 100%. Shut the fuck up and listen. This topic of conversation, I name dropped Dak, and here we are going segue from baseball to NFL preseason, because literally we're kind of reaching for straws on things to talk about right now. Let's do a little NFL preseason. I think we touched on it last week, but again, we can only use that as a frame of reference for ourselves because no one in the world heard it except for us. So that's not a bad trial and error. But what did happen since the last time we spoke was, we'll start with Zeke. Mm-hmm. I'll let y'all have it, and I'll defend myself at the end. Takes on Zeke, 6-game suspension. Will it stay? Will it decrease? Does he deserve it? What's your take on it?
Okay, so I think it's going to stay simply because, did y'all see what the NFL said today? They like pretty much called him out for turning, you know, flipping it on her like he did yesterday, calling her out and all this stuff. They're like, you know, people do this, victims don't want to come forward and report assault, yada, yada, yada. So I don't think the NFL's, they're not buying his bullshit. He's going to get the 6 games.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it'll stay. I think it'll probably get reduced to 4. But like,
after what they said today, I thought that going into today. But after today, I'm like, nah, they're not buying his shit. That's pretty. That sets a terrible example. And after the Ray Rice thing, they're sticking.
Well, yeah, he can definitely thank Ray Rice for this. If Ray Rice video never surfaced, he'd probably get a game, if that.
Yeah, changed everything.
But I'm not saying it's undeserved. All right, you know, so, if you hit a freaking woman, then deserve worse than that.
Exactly.
You deserve to get your ass kicked. And I agree in that notion, but at the same time, let's go back to the basis of this all. So the charges were dropped. He was suspended 6 games after a lengthy investigation. If anybody, Pierce, you should be able to sympathize with lengthy investigations.
Yeah, I get that. And I can also sympathize with the fact that while he was under investigation, he fucked up even more.
You know, like he kept
that's the worst
up.
Part.
And I get agree. That. I totally get that because we did the same thing. We being yeah, Ole Miss.
Yeah, and I think most people were able to draw that.
I'm just connecting the dots for people out there.
I appreciate it.
You know, need the dots connected. Well, I don't think
and
I
the
agree.
NFL was investigating Ole Miss. Y'all would be really, really, really fucked.
Oh, man, would we?
Oh, calm down, Greg Williams. You are fucking hiring people to literally try to kill Brett Favre, the old dick pic
yeah,
savior
but
himself.
That's the whole point.
So let's pump the brakes on the antithesis or the hate towards Raj.
I mean, look, the bounty gate shit, that's way in the past, and we know that it happened on other teams. They just didn't get in trouble for it.
Oh, okay. You sound like Pierce that we're going to have this conversation in 3 weeks. Everyone's doing it, but you're the only one that got caught.
Dude, there was former players on the Redskins. No.
He's bringing you in there, Pierce.
Greg Williams did the same shit while he was there. So it's Greg Williams, not, you know.
Okay, so you have one guy that's
the former. We also had Darren Sharper on our team, a convicted serial rapist. So the bounty shit wasn't the worst shit that was going
on. That is true. That is true. So I'll give you that. But what this is my defense on behalf of Zeke. It's hard for you to make a case against someone. Obviously, with the charges dropped, Greg Hardy's charges were dropped, but there were some fishy civil settlements that went along with him throwing a bitch on top of guns. He was just an ultimate scumbag. And he only got 4 games, did he not? I think he got 4 games. Yeah, I think he got 4 games. Don't hold me to that. If we had an intern, he would be able to look up. But I believe Greg Hardy only had a 4-game suspension. So, and looking at the relevancy of comparing what's about to happen to Zeke as to what happened to Greg Hardy last year, I understand that he deserves some punishment, especially as to harp on what Pierce said. Yeah, he went down to New Orleans, pulled some chick's breasts out, A-plus tits, by the way. Shout out to that girl that was hanging out on Pearson Hour's patio. But at the same time, he also beat the hell out of a DJ who was playing Not Enough Bieber at a club in Dallas. So he never really behaved. So it's not like he like made a case for himself. He wasn't doing like Make-A-Wish with ESPN. Like he didn't make a case to make himself like he's an upstanding gentleman. No, he's just a product of fucking St. Louis and Ohio State, which I believe we can all agree on is just the scum of the fucking earth. Both of which, like, if you're a product of any of those institutions or upbringings, I'm not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But as a Cowboys fan, I like that Jerry has always stood by his boys. And so Jerry, before the season, thought, and even last year, I think he stuck up for Zeke, and we are the most, you know, profitable and powerful organization in all of sports across the world. Shout out America, shout out Jerry, shout out Cowboys, shout out Dak. But, yeah, Zeke deserves a sit because he doesn't seem like he's an upstanding citizen. And it looks like if there's smoke, there's fire. And if there's fire, then Roger is right around there. So I believe he deserves a suspension. I wrote in the check it out, hashsports.com. I think it's called Hunting Zeke. I wrote that it would go from 6 to 4. I hope that it goes down to 2 because of lack of evidence or the bitch was trifling. You know, she looked like she was trying to get some money. So I'm hoping for it, but at the same time, I'm not holding my breath. I'm expecting him to be at least 4.
So you're okay with the NFL basically making up rules and suspensions as they go? Like, you know, there's no... What is the actual rule for...
Judge and jury? I believe when you're a private institution like the NFL and you only answer to 32 people, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And especially when you make as much money as the NFL, they probably can do whatever the fuck they want. And seeing as they got so much ridicule last time, they're going to try to make an example of domestic violence. Albeit Martavius Bryant's 8th time, Josh Gordon's 11,000th time for smoking marijuana. They looked at a 1-year suspension. I'm not saying he's deserving of such because of this settlement or, excuse me, dismissal. But at the same time, you can't really, I mean, it's hard for me to stick up for someone that even if a charge is brought, there's got to be reasons for such. So it's hard for me to stick up for him. Pierce, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to get it. Public perception is that Zeke did this. Everybody thinks he did this. Charges were dropped, but public perception, it's not going to change. I think he's going to get the 6. I just think he is. I think they're backed into a corner with this one.
That's fair. That's fair. And, you know, I'm not going – I don't want to sit here and harp on Zeke because he's my boy and this is my podcast. But at the same time, we can stay with the theme of the Cowboys and talk about – they looked like hot garbage. I doubt anybody watched, but they played the Rams last weekend.
Who cares about preseason, how anybody looks?
Yeah, the Skins looked awful too, 23-3 to the Ravens.
We didn't have a quarterback though. So our backup – Dak obviously didn't play. Shout out Dak. But what's it called?
Yeah, they
like Kellen Moore, and he looks garbage. So why why are they not calling Cap? Why are we not calling Kaepernick? Who is why are we not calling Cap? Why is he not getting the nod? While we're on the NFL, I want to talk about it. Why does this guy not have a job still?
It's become very clear that it's because of what he did last year, the kneeling and stuff. Like, the Ravens owner basically came out and said it, that they didn't sign him because of the fan reaction.
Well, the Cowboys look like they need it, and from what Pierce touched on, I'm going to let him speak now, but, I mean, I feel that they could probably use him too. Pierce, your opinion.
Well, man, don't be hating on Colt McCoy, all right? Colt McCoy is a serviceable backup. He is he's very trustworthy. But, no, I'd much rather have Kaepernick as a backup. Skins are all about controversy, so... And signing just the worst people in history. So why not roll the dice on Cap? I mean, you look at it like this, too. Cousins is going to leave when this year is over. I mean, I'm praying that somehow we get Sam Darnold from USC. That's like money shot right there. But if not, might as well have Kaepernick under contract.
Sign him to a two-year for dirt. You could sign him for a two-year to dirt. Oh, let him play next year. For next nothing,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty well known that obviously Cousins doesn't want to stand. I don't know if Dan Snyder, I'm talking reference of the shittiest owners in sports.
Both being Dan's, that's crazy.
And then LeBron news came out today that our NBA sources state that he is leaving next year because of a disagreement with ownership.
He hates Dan Gilbert, like really hates that dude.
I think he only came back to Cleveland to get that one ring for the city so he wasn't going to be just like scolded for life. But at the same time,
so he could boss Dan Gilbert around. He wanted to do that.
There's a nice little joy in being able to whip the guy that had the whipping boy.
He got a coach fired. He's like, I don't like this black guy. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. This is what I want. I want this. I want this. I want this. But you're right. He only went back to Cleveland for Cleveland. Like, he wanted to do that. I think he wanted to be able to go home and be accepted and people to like him again. He got them a championship to the worst fucking city in America. Congratulations. Well, besides Detroit.
Shout out to my buddy Drew, who's going to be a guest correspondent for us this fall. He swore that Kyrie wouldn't leave and that LeBron would still have a 5-year. So we'll bring him on later in the year. It'll be a lot of fun. He's going to enjoy listening to this.
I still think Kyrie's going to end up staying in Cleveland, though. I don't think they're going to be able to trade him. I don't think a trade's going to work out.
You think? Oh, wait. Go ahead and reiterate that, Phil.
I think it's going to be a pretty miserable year in Cleveland, just... You know, the fact that LeBron, they know he's going to be leaving and Kyrie's unhappy and he doesn't like LeBron. And I mean, they'll still make it to the finals. I don't know how we got talking NBA. But they'll still make the finals, but it's not going to be a fun year in Cleveland.
Well, you got to trade Kyrie. You got to get assets for him. I don't know when his deal's up, but if he doesn't want to be there, and just because LeBron leaves doesn't mean he wants to stay in Cleveland. I mean, mistake by the lake. You've been there, Phil.
Yeah, it's as awful as you say it is. All of Ohio.
It's bad.
All of Ohio.
Yeah, I only talk shit because I have a couple years experience of living in Ohio, and Cleveland is one of the towns we could go to. I saw some games at the Q. Nice arena, great spot, but I would not want to live there, even just to play basketball.
So we were going from the NFL to the next closest thing, which is SEC football, and the next closest thing would be the Florida suspension. Phil Pierce, I'm going to let y'all kind of run the show from here. What did y'all's take? Michigan line is still -3. Callaway is gone for at least one game as well as six other buddies. But at the same time, I mean, what do we expect? What do we expect? Like, what's the game plan? Like, why is it surprising that the line hasn't moved? Is Callaway gone for long?
I don't think Michigan's going to be that good this year. So, I mean... Yeah, Florida hasn't had much of a passing attack in the last few years, and losing your best receiver is pretty brutal, but I don't think it changes that much, to be honest. Like, first game of the season, where is the game, by the way? Sorry.
I do not know. It's definitely probably on a neutral field somewhere.
Like one of the neutral site.
Yeah, I would assume it is. I don't think it matters either.
Yeah, I mean, SEC will curb stomp the Big Ten like usual.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually go in that way. I think Michigan. I don't know anything about Michigan, but I just don't think much of Florida, to tell you the truth. So, either way, the line hadn't moved. That's only because Callaway's the only one that plays. There's a defensive end, Davis. He plays a little bit for Florida, but the rest of them don't even see the field. So,
what did they even do? I don't even know what their offenses were.
I don't even know what they did either. It just said violation of team rules for all of them. So, Callaway, though, got arrested for pot. He got accused of sexual assault last year. Like, his record's not good. So, he's been in trouble since, you know, for 2 years now. So, they just opened a Title IX case on him, kind of like they did to Winston. Bad shit's following this kid around.
All right, I can hear y'all again. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I missed that whole segment, but hopefully y'all gave some strong takes. But yeah, so I appreciate y'all handling that while I was MIA. That's casualties of war for us being early on in this. But at the same time, do we have anything in some, I guess, are y'all done with the Florida conversation?
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen, Kip? We said that we think it's going to be the same game. It doesn't really matter. He said Florida's going to win. I said Michigan's going to win, but I don't know shit about Michigan. So
this is my take on it. I don't have too terribly much. I feel that Harbaugh's really going to harp and love it if he can beat an SEC team. He's going to really get his rocks off to it. But at the same time, I don't think the wide receiver and the six other guys that don't play that terribly much are going to be that big of a deal. I think it's all going to come down to the quarterback that came over from Notre Dame, if that guy can play or not. I'm still kind of surprised the kid that transferred from Florida went to West Virginia. I feel they could have really loved him this year, coming off the year of... I feel that they could really love to have him, but they don't have him, so that's part of life. So my end theory here is that, fuck it, I know that that's not a game I'm probably not going to take Florida anyway. I don't really like watching or cheering for them, so fuck it, it is what it is. But I do love seeing good old-fashioned early season arrests, because if your team is lucky enough to catch one of those teams, like catching Georgia in the first 3 weeks, in the words of Steve Spurrier, you know someone's going to be suspended. So it would be advantageous, you know, for luckily this year for Michigan, so to speak, it's an SEC team. But otherwise, usually it's like Charleston Southern or whomever is playing Florida. So this year it may bite Florida in the ass, having a bunch of gangster boys getting arrested or getting in trouble or whatever it may have been. But such is life. We'll touch on college football in about 2 weeks, right before the season starts. But we'll close up tonight by saying I appreciate everybody tuning in. At the same time, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Loud and Obnoxious Week 1, as we'll call it. Obviously, our season starts a little bit before the football season because we want to get our ducks in a row. But next week, we're going to touch on our takes for the NFL and NFC and AFC divisions. We'll post all of these, everybody's picks next week on the website as well. But we're also going to give a rundown, so it may go a little bit longer than tonight's 55 minutes or whatever. But we're excited about the opportunity to join the Hash Sports family. Shout out to BVD and the rest of the guys for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, it's fun. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to enjoy this thoroughly. And then don't forget, once football season starts getting up and going, we'll do L&O Bets on Thursday, which will just be a smaller 20-minute segment. Obviously, sometimes it'll have everybody on there, including our guest picker. But at the most times, it may just be one or two of us or whatever. You know, Thursdays are kind of a big night in New Orleans, so I'm not going to hold Phil's feet against the fire and try to make him hang out with us. So.
A little teaser here for... Speaking of gambling, we've got some interesting things in store for Kip's gambling habits.
Yep. So we'll just touch on that. I do have a slight gambling addiction, but it's a lot of fun as well.
Oh, man, I used to.
Yeah, used to, not
anymore. Well, I'm just dipping my toes back in right now. That was like the worst thing that possibly could have happened to a degenerate was winning that Justin Thomas bet. Oh, man, I got it, baby. Let's roll the dice. Let's bet some baseball. Let's do it. Hadn't been working out for me.
Yeah, so we'll kind of debrief everybody as to how it's going to unfold in the other segments that we have in advance. But again, I want to shout out to go follow us not only on Instagram at LNO_podcast. You'll see videos of antics from losing DFS weeks. So we will be gambling money, but we'll also be able to throw a little skin in the game. We may have some fun little antics that the loser has to do some challenges that the winner does. As well as follow us on Twitter. All three of us operate the account, so you'll get hot takes from the Rebs, the Tigers, and then my Bulldogs. So thank you all again for listening in, and then we'll see you all next week about this time. God bless and go Dogs.
Who dat?
Rebs.
Peace.